Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program here on February the 1st, 2023. I hope you lasted longer than I did before I made the mistake of writing 2022 on a check or on a document or anything like that. But I also know I wasn't the only one that made that mistake. And so pray that your February is going to be very productive for you and the kingdom of God. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. So I, Jits Concrete, they've got, decades of experience as individuals and probably centuries of experience as far as their team goes. They have great expertise and they have a great work ethic. And, if you need someone to, do a concrete job for you, I want to encourage you to give them a call, 321-536-5804. And you know, have them come out and take a look at your project. They know how to calculate the measurements, how many yards of concrete you're going to need. They know how to calculate what type of strength, what type of thickness, the dimensions, the cure time, the amount of time it's going to take to form the job, all sorts of expertise that goes into that. And so I want you to evaluate in a way whether you could call them and have them come out and do your job for you. They would do a fantastic job. And I know that because they've done projects for us over and over again. And I get ever closer to the project at my house that I need to have them come out and take care of some issues there. So 321-536-5804. Give them a call and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So today we are going to return to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. We're going to begin reading at verse number 9. We're going to read down to verse number 14, and we're going to pick up our study in verse number 13 today. It says, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." So today we are going to begin to look at the alternative to the trend of society that is described in verses 9 through 12. Thank God that he has made an alternative possible for us. And so here, the alternative to love growing cold is to endure to the end. That's what it says there. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So we need to endure, not because it's easy. We need to continue to remain or to abide in him for his name's sake. It's a testimony. It is a witness. We'll talk about all of these things as we go through these two verses here. But enduring is something that society is becoming less and less familiar with. As people are treated as more disposable, relationships are treated as disposable instead of something to be cherished, something to be protected, something to be valued, and that there may be something that is of merit to saying, you know what, I'm not going to throw in the towel. I am going to persevere. I'm going to endure. I'm going to remain. I will tell you that there was a season when we had been pastoring at Merit Assembly of God. We had only been there for a few years. And when I first came to the church, I really didn't expect that we were going to be there for three decades, but that's how long we've been there. It was the first position that I had ever been at that I didn't have the expectation that I was going to be there for a prolonged season of time. Up until then, everywhere I went, I thought I was going to be there forever. And so after several experiences of very short tenured, as far as I was concerned, they were years, but they were like 2 or 3 years. I thought, well, I'm just probably going to, this is probably the way that ministry is. You don't go to a place and stay there forever. And so I was going through, and we had hit a very difficult stretch, and it was very difficult. The early years of being at Merit Assembly of God were very challenging from a financial standpoint. For us personally, it really couldn't go too much downhill from where we were as an organization. So, I mean, it was just a little bit of a difficulty. But we wanted to see the church grow, and we'd grow and we'd contract. And finally, I said, God, I just can't continue to put my family through this. We need a breakthrough, or I'm going to have to do something else. And I got my roles switched to where I thought that I was able to tell God what to do instead of God telling me what to do. And I don't encourage that at all. But God was merciful, and things began to improve. And there's been lots of hills and valleys and wonderful times and challenging times. And I just got to the place where I realized that God was not looking for just another person who was going to throw in the towel, but instead they were going to remain faithful. They were going to endure no matter what was going on. And a person of authority in my life asked me to consider taking a different church. And we'd been at Merit Assembly of God for about 9 years or so at that point in time. And I said, well, I will pray about it. I'll fast and pray about it. And I fasted and prayed for 10 days. And the one thing that came out of that was I said, okay, well, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear yay. I didn't hear nay. I didn't hear anything. And I said, but I've got to move on. I've got a Bible study tonight. And I started researching what I was going to be teaching on. And the first thing that I came across was that God had blessed this individual with a man in their life that was committed unto the end. And God spoke to me when I researched that. And he said, that's what I'm looking for you. So for me, remaining isn't just an option. Remaining is the only option. You see, enduring through difficulties for the name of Jesus is the only option, even though there's trouble in doing so. Enduring for the name of Jesus is the only option, even though people may persecute or even kill people who endure for the name of Jesus. Remaining and enduring for the sake of Jesus is the only option for believers, even when our culture hates us, and there is a culture of offense, and they're saying, how dare you proclaim the name of Jesus, because that offends me. I've literally had people that told me that part of my daily lifestyle in evangelism, that people told me, if you do that, that will offend me. Well, I may not make a big scene about it, but I will do it anyway. Even though you may be betrayed, even though there may be the presence of pseudo-prophets who are propagating lying, even in the midst of culture, continue to abide and endure for the name of Jesus. When lawlessness is abounding, don't entertain the option of giving up. When the love of many is growing cold, don't say, oh, well, I guess that's going to happen to me. Instead, endure to the end for the sake of the name of Jesus. Enduring is the only option. I don't remember exactly who it was that said this. I don't remember exactly how it was said, but it was something along these lines. It said, quitting is an option. It's a privilege, but don't ever avail yourself of it. Don't ever give up on the blessing that is coming because you have endured. Don't let the pressure of the moment deprive you of the reward of an enduring faithfulness to God, because I guarantee you there is a reward. The story I told you about just a moment ago, God was merciful. There was a revival that came. There was an outpouring of God. There were a lot of wonderful things. There have been thousands of wonderful things that have come after that moment where I didn't know how much longer I could go on. And I realized after the fact that if I had given into the pressure of the moment or the intensity of the problems, that I would have deprived myself of a spiritual reward that God wanted me to have in my life, the enemy didn't want me to have in my life, and if I'd quit, I would have missed out on the reward. Don't give up. Don't ever, ever give up on Jesus. There's a saying that I've had for decades of my life, and that is, in my walk with Jesus, I've come way too far to give up now. In my relationship with my family, I've come way too far to ever give up now. And, you know, please understand, I'm not here behind this microphone because I'm anywhere close to perfect, or situations in our lives are anywhere close to perfect. But I do know this, that when God opens a door, he opens a door that no man can shut. And so I'm thankful for the door of blessing. And so I want to encourage you today. Verse number 13 says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. You see, there is a goal. Enduring is not just, well, I'm just going to hang on. There needs to be a prize that you see. The word end there is the goal or the end of something. It is the completion of whatever it is. There is going to come a point in time that is going to mark the end of a duration of time. We live in the age of grace right now, in the dispensation of grace. We are thankful for the grace of God and the liberty we have to proclaim the gospel. But history is filled with examples of civilizations, of countries, where one day you were free to proclaim the gospel, and the next day you could be persecuted for preaching the gospel. I want to encourage you that you don't endure just a little while. You endure to the end. What does the end look like to you? Well, I tell you what the end looks like for a believer. The end looks like a brand new beginning. The end for a believer isn't fixated on the culture that we see around us that is deteriorating in regards to the law of God. But the end for a believer looks like the beginning of a perfect culture of holiness with Jesus and the other saints forever in heaven with him. What a glorious goal. So don't give up on that goal. Don't lose the intensity. Fan it into flames. So we have been preaching at Merit Assembly of God about 2023 being a year of adventure. The adventure of having our youth renewed was what I started the year off preaching. I preached that on a Sunday, and little did I know the adventure that I was going to have just a couple of days later. But God is faithful. God is faithful. And so, fortunately, because God does all things well, I had an evangelist that was scheduled to speak for me, because the second Sunday, I was out of commission physically. I couldn't be at church. And we already had something lined up for which I was thankful. I was sorry that I missed the evangelist, but I was thankful that God already had things in store. You know what the unexpected adventure did to me? It didn't cause me to diminish the excitement about the Word of God that I was going to preach, but instead it intensified the excitement. And it's like God is going to renew our strength. And so I'm thankful. We are not going into 2023 expecting defeat. We are going into 2023 with a goal of the kingdom of God going forth no matter what the enemy has planned or prepared or tries to launch. It is going to end in his humiliating defeat, and the victory and the glory and the honor and the praise going to the Lord Jesus Christ. Endure to the end. When you realize that there is no other option that is viable, you know, Jesus came and he asked the disciples, he said, are you all leaving? He had preached a very difficult word, and thousands of disciples became literally a dozen followers. And he came to them and he said, are you going to leave as well? And they said, where else could we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. I want to point you to the Word of God and the promises and the blessings and the reward that is available as people who endure to the end. And say, this is the only option. This is the only option. It is the best option, not because it's the only one, but because there was no need for a second option, because God gave us the best option right up front. So, endure to the end, shall be saved. The word there is the word sozo. It means to save or to deliver or to make well. It is a word that is defined as being saved or delivered from harm or illness, being delivered from both physical death and sin, It is a word that means that we are healed or we have been delivered from demonic possession. There, listen, the deliverance of God is a salvation experience. There's a that you are saved from not only the spiritual ramifications, but God is able to save us from the physical ramifications of living in this fallen world as well. Okay. When you realize that Jesus is your only option and that the end, the goal of the matter is for you to experience the perfection that God has in store for you, that is going to be ultimately manifest when we are experiencing eternity in his presence. Right now, we just realize that the difficulties, those are just challenges. They do not have the privilege, they do not have the authority or the weightiness or the influence to be able to control our eternal reward. Say, the only way to come out of this victorious is to endure to the end. And I'm not the one that determines the end. You're not the one that gets to determine the end. The devil's not the one that gets to determine the end. Our government is not the one that gets to determine the end. Only Jesus is in control of my timeline. This early disciples in the book of Acts, they were concerned. What is now going to be the time? And Jesus said, don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the time. It's over in the book of Acts, chapter 1. Let me see if I can turn over there real quick. Acts chapter 1. And he said to them in verse number 7, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So that's what enduring looks like. Enduring says, look, God knows exactly what he's doing time-wise. So there's a meme that shows up on social media on a recurring basis whenever somebody's seen it for the first time, and it shows Andy Griffith and Opie as they're kneeling beside a stream, and the meme has Opie asking, you know, when Jesus was coming back, and Andy Taylor's response, that's the character's name if I remember right, says, well, you see, Ope, we're not in charge of the planning committee. We're just part of the welcoming committee. And when you realize that every day that you endure, you are testifying to those around you who are part of that culture of tribulation and hatred and offense and betrayal and backstabbing and pseudo-prophets and deception and lawlessness abounding and the love of many growing cold. When you are enveloped in a culture like that and you are still standing, you're going to be testifying to people. There are people who have told me that they are the reason that they are in the kingdom of God today is because they saw people who just refused to quit, even in the face of adversity. Endure to the end. You are going to experience the salvation of God. Every promise that he's made, you're going to experience the fulfillment of all of that. That's glorious. Here's the thing. if you were watching a clock, you would be able to count down and say, okay, well, if I've only got five more seconds, I think I can make it five. At the end of that, you might do like I did on some of my runs when I was running, and I said, you know what? I made it this far. I might be able to make it another 100 yards. And you keep going. But we don't have that privilege in the spirit realm. We don't know what the countdown clock looks like. We don't realize how much longer we are being expected to be a bright light shining in a very difficult season. And here's the thing. You don't want to say, that's all I can give 1 second before the victory. See, I've watched a lot of sporting events and been on the broken heart of too many of them where a team played for 59 minutes and 59 seconds of victory only to lose at the last second. I want to encourage you today, saying, God, I'm not looking at my watch. I'm not even fixated on the culture. I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the perfecter of my faith. And as long as I can keep my eyes on Jesus, I can continue to endure, because he is the one who is my strength. Endure to the end. What verse 13 says, but that means that there is a role that we have to play. There is an option. The option is not to be consumed by all of the chaos and sin and discouragement and backbiting and fighting that happen on the world culture, but instead it says, I'm going to endure to the end because Jesus is going to help me to make it to the end. It's the grace of God that is going to help me to make it to the end. And every wound that I have in this world, I'm going to experience the sozo of God. He is going to deliver me. He's going to make me well. He will make me whole. He will heal me if I'm hurt. He will deliver me from the attacks of the enemy. I expect that everything is going to work out for the glory of God. No matter how dark it gets, the light of Jesus Christ will continue to shine. God bless you. You have a wonderful Wednesday. Hey, tonight is our Fire Bible Discipleship at Merit Assembly of God, 7 o'clock. If you would like to dive deeper into the Word of God and become a more effective disciple, come tonight at 7 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.